3 minutes max now, succinct opinions from New Zealanders about anything at all. Here's Otago Regional Councillor Michael Deacre.
It occurred to me during last weekend that I don't get the Queen's birthday thing anymore. The actual Queen's birthday is April 21, but it's been decided somewhere that it's the second Saturday in June. So we took it on the first Monday in June. What's all that about? In any event, we have not been citizens of Britain since 1948. We've had full constitutional independence since 1986. We dropped the Privy Council in 2003. Surely it's time we drop the Queen as our head of state. Or are we just waiting respectfully for the fearful prospect of King Charles III? I say we are sufficiently confident, competent and grown up to get on with it now. Thank the Windsors for their long service to us, abolish the Sir and Dame nonsense again, and do things our excellent way. The Treaty of Waitangi is properly embedded in our governance at all levels, so it no longer needs the Crown. But my word, the treaty does need more embedding into our attitudes. A few weeks ago, the Otago Regional Council, I'm a member, set out to invite Naitahu to nominate two representatives onto our policy committee. We're doing a full review of our water plan, and the relevant laws require consultation with iwi. It all went through with a four-vote majority, but only after a deluge of emails. I stopped counting after 100, and I stopped taking any of them seriously after I'd been called racist and undemocratic a few dozen times. And when I realised that by far the most of the emailers were North Islanders, who I'm guessing wouldn't be able to find the Manaherakia River on a map and wouldn't know a deemed water permit from a long-jaw galaxid. Moral of the story, follow the spirit of treaty partnership and then duck for cover for a week or so.
Michael Deacre.